Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and here we are. Here we are, the morning of game number three, Phillies and Dodgers out at Dodger Stadium. Phillies playing for their postseason lives. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I can't say that I necessarily feel great. We'll kind of talk our way through it throughout the course of the pod here, but man, oh man, how they have found themselves down here 2-0, looking to fight off elimination. All I'll say is don't let the Phillies win this game, right? As Kevin Millar once was the rallying cry for the 0-4 Red Sox. Don't let them win this game because you got Sanchez game four, game five at home. Anything can happen. This is the game that feels like could, you know, it totally make or break. You got Aaron Nola on the mound. We'll see how long he goes. The betting line over under on how many outs he'll actually record in this game is 8.5. So it feels like, you know, maybe he goes through the order once. Then you immediately, you know, hand things over to Ranger Suarez and see how far you can bridge it from there, kind of like a piggybacking situation. But Rob Thompson has not had a good series, kind of putting himself on the line here to try and win, try and win a game and fight to see another day and try and get things to a game four here. Just so much has already gone on in this series, in particular with the manager, with the offense not coming through. They obviously need an offensive spark in a game like this, going out to a bigger park in Dodger Stadium. By the way, the Phillies have not, as a franchise, historically been good in games like this. The last time the Phillies won an elimination game was Game 5 of the 2010 NLCS. They are 0-5 in their last five elimination games. They were down 3-1 in the 2010 NLCS, won Game 5, lost Game 6 at home. That was one. They led 2-1 in the 2011 NLDS, lost Game 4, then lost Game 5. Now you're 0-2. Didn't make the playoffs for a decade. Fast forward 11 years. Fast forward to 2022. Only elimination game they played in that, you know, that year was Game 6 of the 22 World Series. They lost 0-3. Only elimination game they played in 2023. Was game number 7, game 7 against the Diamondbacks, 0-4, and then 2024, they lost game 4 against the Mets, 0-5. They literally had not won an elimination game since 2010. They won, it's just in my lifetime I'm thinking about, they won game 5 against the Yankees in 0-9, but those are the only two times they fought off elimination in my lifetime. They have historically not been good in these type of situations, fighting it off. And I would like to see them show a little fight. You know, you'll hear people say, like, I don't want to get my hopes up. I don't want this team to make me think they can do it, and then they don't. I don't buy that. I want to see this team show a little fight. I want to watch one more game. I'm not ready to see this season end. I'm not ready to see this team die, that the 2025 Phillies come to an end. I want to watch more baseball. I want to watch this team. Even I'll get myself invested again, right? If they can just find a way to win tonight, then all they got to do is win one baseball game and you're right back at CBP with a chance to win game five. I think you have to view it that way. And I don't think you're being true to yourself as a fan if you don't view it that way. I don't think you're being true to yourself as a fan if you sit here and be like, well, I really just hope they lose, or I really just hope they, you know, they put me out of my misery. What way is, you know, what kind of mindset is that? It's a loser type mindset. Be willing to open your heart and be willing to, you know, to fully invest. Now, I will say, all things considered, I don't feel great about tonight. Again, we'll see what Nola has. We'll see what Ranger Suarez has. Ranger Suarez, interesting that he's not pitched in the first two games of the series. He might be more hurt than the team has been leading on necessarily. And then we'll see who can get those bullpen outs. Probably going to be Joan Duran, maybe in an earlier situation. Probably going to be maybe Robertson or Ryan Kirkring. It's going to be all hands on deck. Can't really think about the fact that you have game four the next day. I mean, you don't play tomorrow if you don't win today. So really, really interesting to see how Rob Thompson, who I do believe could very well be managing for his job in a spot like this, handles this situation and handles the rest of this series, should there actually be a series to worry about here. Some other notes, it does not appear, not getting the sense that Harrison Bader is going to be any more available in this game than he was in game three. You know, it kills him not to be out there. But certainly a restriction. Like, his bat is there, but he can't run. He can't field. So you're going to have an outfield of Castellanos in right, Marsh in center, and Kepler in left, going against what will be a righty in Yamamoto. So you're going to have Stott back at second base. You're going to have your right-handed lineup in there. Like, no Sosa, no nothing like that. But you're going to have Castellanos in against the righty, which this is a place where you would kind of have that platoon advantage. So we'll see if Castellanos can deliver anything of note there. Other things to note in tonight's series, we have not seen... it'll be interesting to see if the Phillies, how quickly they can get into that bullpen with the approaches against tonight, you know, against Yamamoto is tonight. He's been really, really good. Offense has to find a way to get it going. You know, maybe they can get, you know, into a situation where they chase him early and they got to go to Kershaw or something like that. We still haven't seen him in this series at the tail end of his career. So very, very interested to see how Thompson manages, how Dave Roberts manages. You know, Roberts has a little bit more house money, knowing that his goal is to win one of these two games out at Dodger Stadium. I don't think it's quite the same thing as – it's not the same thing, the situation the Phillies find themselves in. So hopefully the Phillies can navigate their way out of it and find their way out of it. Always one last thing, interested to see when they play out at Dodger Stadium – who is there? It's always the who's who of celebrities when you're playing in a city like L.A., playing out in Hollywood. I would imagine Chase Utley finds his way to the game tonight. You know, I think he's back living in Los Angeles these days, or at least splits time between there and London. So it would be very, you know, kind of cool to see him there. Is he supporting his Phillies? Is he supporting his Dodgers? You obviously played for both organizations, grew up rooting for the Dodgers, but was mostly a lifetime Philly. Went to the playoffs with the Dodgers a couple of times. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. You know, Magic Johnson, Billie Jean King, Sandy Koufax, all kinds of celebrities out there in L.A. every time they play. So always looking to take note of that. And just the last thing is, you know, whether this team shows up, whether they play tight, or whether they are actually ready to go and ready to be locked in for a game like this, because I think you'll learn a lot about this team in the first couple of innings. And I think that'll be telling for whether they have a shot in this series or whether they're going to roll over. Again, this franchise has rolled over in their last five game, you know, elimination games. Hopefully they do not do that tonight. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And here we are. Here we are, the morning of game number three, Phillies and Dodgers out at Dodger Stadium. Phillies playing for their postseason lives. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I can't say that I necessarily feel great. We'll kind of talk our way through it throughout the course of the pod here. But man, oh man, how they have found themselves down here 2-0, looking to fight off elimination. All I'll say is don't let the Phillies win this game, right? As Kevin Millar once was the rallying cry for the 0-4 Red Sox. Don't let them win this game because you got Sanchez game 4, game 5 at home. Anything can happen. Just this is the game that feels like could, you know, it totally make or break. You got Aaron Nola on the mound. We'll see how long he goes. The betting line over under on how many outs he'll actually record in this game is 8.5. So it feels like, you know, maybe he goes through the order once, then you immediately, you know, hand things over to Ranger Suarez, and see how far you can bridge it from there, kind of like a piggybacking situation. But Rob Thompson has not had a good series, kind of putting himself on the line here to try and win, you know, try and win a game and fight to see another day and try and get things to a game 4 here. Just so much has already gone on in this series, in particular with the manager, with the offense not coming through. They obviously need an offensive spark in a game like this, going out to a bigger park in Dodger Stadium. By the way, the Phillies have not, as a franchise, historically been good in games like this. The last time the Phillies won an elimination game was game 5 of the 2010 NLCS. They are 0-5 in their last 5 elimination games. They were down 3-1 in the 2010 NLCS. Won game 5, lost game 6 at home. That was 1. They led 2-1 in the 2011 NLDS. Lost game 4, then lost game 5. Now you're 0-2. Didn't make the playoffs for a decade. Fast forward 11 years. Fast forward to 2022. Only elimination game they played in that, you know, that year was game 6 of the 22 World Series. They lost 0-3. Only elimination game they played in 2023 was game number 7, game 7 against the Diamondbacks, 0-4. And then 2024, they lost game 4 against the Mets, 0-5. They literally had not won an elimination game since 2010. They won, just in my lifetime, I'm thinking about, they won game 5 against the Yankees in 0-9. But those are the only two times they fought off elimination in my lifetime. They have historically not been good in these type of situations, fighting it off. And I would like to see them show a little fight. You know, you'll hear people say, like, I don't want to get my hopes up. I don't want this team to make me think they can do it, and then they don't. I don't buy that. I want to see this team show a little fight. I want to watch one more game. I'm not ready to see this season end. I'm not ready to see this team die, the 2025 Phillies come to an end. I want to watch more baseball. I want to watch this team. Even I'll get myself invested again, right? If they can just find a way to win tonight, then all they got to do is win one baseball game, and you're right back at CBP with a chance to win game 5. I think you have to view it that way, and I don't think you're being true to yourself as a fan if you don't view it that way. I don't think you're being true to yourself as a fan if you sit here and be like, well, I really just hope they lose, or I really just hope they, you know, they put me out of my misery. What way, you know, what kind of mindset is that? It's a loser type mindset. Be willing to open your heart and be willing to, you know, to fully invest. Now, I will say, all things considered, I don't feel great about tonight. Again, we'll see what Nola has. We'll see what Ranger Suarez has. Ranger Suarez, interesting that he's not pitched in the first 2 games of the series. He might be more hurt than the team has been leading on necessarily. And then we'll see who can get those bullpen outs. Probably going to be Joan Duran, maybe in an earlier situation. Probably going to be maybe Robertson or Ryan Kirkring. It's going to be all hands on deck. Can't really think about the fact that you have game 4 the next day. I mean, you don't play tomorrow if you don't win today. So really, really interesting to see how Rob Thompson, who I do believe could very well be managing for his job in a spot like this, handles this situation and handles the rest of the series, should there actually be a series to worry about here. Some other notes, it does not appear, not getting the sense that Harrison Bader is going to be any more available in this game than he was in game three. You know, it kills him not to be out there. But certainly a restriction. Like his bat is there, but he can't run. He can't field. So you're going to have an outfield of Castellanos in right, Marsh in center, and Kepler in left, going against what will be a righty in Yamamoto. So you're going to have Stott back at second base. You're going to have your right-handed lineup in there. Like no Sosa, no nothing like that. But you're going to have Castellanos in against the righty, which this is a place where you would kind of have that platoon advantage. So we'll see if Castellanos can deliver anything of note there. Other things to note in tonight's series, we have not seen it'll be interesting to see if the Phillies, how quickly they can get into that bullpen with the approaches against tonight, you know, against Yamamoto is tonight. He's been really, really good. Offense has to find a way to get it going. You know, maybe they can get, you know, into a situation where they chase him early and they got to go to Kershaw or something like that. We still haven't seen him in this series at the tail end of his career. So very, very interested to see how Thompson manages, how Dave Roberts manages. You know, Roberts has a little bit more house money, knowing that his goal is to win one of these two games out at Dodger Stadium. I don't think it's quite the same thing as it's not the same thing, the situation the Phillies find themselves in. So hopefully the Phillies can navigate their way out of it and find their way out of it. Always one last thing, interested to see when they play out at Dodger Stadium, who is there. It's always the who's who of celebrities when you're playing in a city like L.A., playing out in Hollywood. I would imagine Chase Utley finds his way to the game tonight. You know, I think he's back living in Los Angeles these days, or at least splits time between there and London. So it would be very, you know, kind of cool to see him there. Is he supporting his Phillies? Is he supporting his Dodgers? You obviously played for both organizations, grew up rooting for the Dodgers, but was mostly a lifetime Philly. Went to the playoffs with the Dodgers a couple of times. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. You know, Magic Johnson, Billie Jean King, Sandy Koufax, all kinds of celebrities out there in L.A. every time they play. So always looking to take note of that. And just the last thing is, you know, whether this team shows up, whether they play tight, or whether they are actually ready to go and ready to be locked in for a game like this, because I think you'll learn a lot about this team in the first couple of innings. And I think that'll be telling for whether they have a shot in this series or whether they're going to roll over. Again, this franchise has rolled over in their last five game, you know, elimination games. Hopefully they do not do that tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.